Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way, not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At Swan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Veteran owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we spin into the third hour, we are going to deal with the overflow. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Holding over the Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield, Bear from Colorado had a question. You want to continue with that, Bear? And let me ask you, before you go, now I know you're real well, guys, Bear is highly educated on a lot of things that completely go over my head sometimes. Is any of this leading up to their specialty when you're asking them this stuff, Bear? Bear?
Did Bear leave?
Did Bear drop Magnum? Okay. Is Brian in Massachusetts still there? If he is, let's bring him on. Brian in Massachusetts. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to your guest. I forgot their name.
Edwin and Michelle. That. There you go.
Hello. Edwin and Michelle, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give my opinion about the rights and how it was stated that you should not yell of fire in a crowded theater and so on, and the courts have ruled that there should be limits to rights. Well, I think the only limits to the fundamental rights we have should be placed upon by ourselves as common sense, basically, exercising those rights as a man or woman. I mean, I cannot go up and down my neighborhood at 3 o'clock in the morning blaring my horn. I mean, my neighbors have a right to peaceful sleep in their home. So anytime there's a restriction on rights, you should be restricted by the individual exercising the rights. I mean, common sense itself.
Yes. No, I agree with that totally. There's a libertarian adage that your right to swing your fist ends at the tip of my nose.
Correct.
And so, yeah, I fully believe that people ought to be able to do what they want as long as it doesn't interfere with the persons or property of others. Unfortunately, the state, like I said, all the laws that circumscribe the interference with people's persons and property, like I said, it's always been illegal to murder, rape, rob, and, you know, commit arson, those sorts of things. So the state is left in the position of, okay, now it's not only enough to punish those that commit those, now we have to look at how to prevent those from happening. And so we're going to circumscribe all these other activities that may lead to the harmful activity. And in my own opinion, I think that goes too far. I think that you should be allowed to possess whatever you want, and it's only whenever you undertake an illegal action that interferes with somebody else's right that should be illegal.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Now, with regard to the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms should not be infringed, well, I have a gun ammo shop down the street from my house, but I don't have a permit to carry. I never applied for one. I cannot go down there and purchase a gun from this gun dealer because most likely his business is incorporated and has to follow regulations of the federal government and so on. So he cannot lawfully sell me a gun.
That's correct.
But, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, so how does a person, I don't want to use the word person, how does a man or woman who would like to defend themselves, how can they purchase a firearm? Oh, excuse me, I don't use a firearm either. Just purchase a pistol or so on to defend themselves. I mean, where does one go to do that these days?
Right. Well, the federal law, okay, if you were to, like I said, the federal law says that if you're not a felon, not convicted of a crime of domestic violence, you're not an illegal alien, you're over the age of 21, the federal law says you can go down and lawfully buy that gun. It's your own state that prohibits you from doing it, and the state is where people, in theory, have the most ability to affect change. And so what you need to do in Massachusetts is vote all the people out that voted for those stupid gun laws and
good
vote people in who will change it.
Well, if I want to purchase that firearm, and of course I cannot do it because of the incorporated gun dealers in my state who have to follow state law and so on, I mean, I cannot exercise that right because of that. So what I'm doing is, if I decide to go to my state and ask for that permit to carry, or FID card, whatever you want to call it, then what I'm doing exactly is saying, okay, I'm leaving my rights at the door, and I'm asking for a privilege. So if that privilege is granted to me, then I have to abide by all the regulations that go along with that privilege.
Yes, and that's where the Heller and the McDonald decision are going to lead to this continuous cycle of litigation to find out which rules are constitutional and which rules are unconstitutional. And unfortunately, there's a lot of rules out there, and the thing is they could all be solved. We wouldn't have to have litigation over McDonald and Heller if there were just simply legislatures that said, we don't need to pass a rule, or we're going to legislatively repeal all these rules. You know, just because the legislature has the ability to do something doesn't mean that they ought to do something. And so the easiest, you know, instead of fighting a case all the way from your district court to the Supreme Court, it would be easier just to vote in a bunch of legislators that would repeal all of these silly laws.
Well, one last thing, Ed, too, also. I mean, we all know about the Allegheny Constitution of 1787. Now, we all know, so also, I think we all four of us say in this conversation, are familiar with the Acts of 1871, which, from what I'm reading and my research, tells me that they brought forth a corporate constitution and discarded the organic constitution. Now, having said that, all these laws by Congress and so on, and, you know, the president's executive orders and so on, from what I gather, only apply to the inhabitants of Washington, D.C. in the U.S. territories. Would you agree with that?
Well, no. There's been many precedents that all prior governmental structures prior to the ratification of our current Constitution, which was drafted in 1789, and the Bill of Rights were written and ratified in 1791, that all prior constitutions are just basically historical relics. And we live under the Constitution as it was written in 1789. So, you know, trying to parse what, you know, that this document governs here, this document governs there, that's never been the law. That may be your own philosophical belief, and I can go with that. You can, you know, you can believe whatever you want, and you can advocate for whatever you want. But, you know, like I said, whenever you get time to making decisions, or that you find out what's lawful and what's unlawful, the courts have said that this is what the rule is going to be, and this is what we adhere to.
Okay, very good.
Did you hear my opening did you hear my opening diatribe in the first hour, David?
Are you talking to me, Bill?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir.
I don't know. I got on about maybe 20 minutes ago.
Okay. What I said in the opening is the reason where we are here, where we are today, is that there's been too many, you know, there's been things that come up, and we've had too many politicians that are waiting on somebody to ask them to do a solution. And these politicians have taken that request, and they keep pushing it to see how far it can go. And that's what I said in the opening. What you're talking about, you're obviously educated, just like you're Brian. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you David. You're I tell you what, you hang on through the break so I can send you off properly, please, sir, if you will. And Bear is back, guys, so you guys got to hang on a little bit more, Edwin and Michelle. So, all right. I love live radio when it takes on a life of its own. It just makes me giggle. So, we'll be right back while I enjoy some very intensive giggling on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From the Blunt Object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was holding over Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield, and I was talking to Brian before. You still there, Brian?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. Somewhere along the line in Massachusetts, some of your state legislators have heard or seen an opportunity to erode your rights, and it might have happened before your time, or it might have happened when you were young or something else like that, or maybe it's happened and you've noticed it and you're yelling, you're crying out, but you're sort of alone. And here's what I'll tell you: if you look at what's happening in the rest of the country right now, Massachusetts, it hasn't quite made it there yet, but look at what's happened in Illinois, look at what's happening in California. And I know up in that region, it seems like it's not happening, but I think there's a shift going on. And I fully understand why you don't want to get involved in getting their permission for something you shouldn't need their permission for. And I've got some advice for you, but if I gave it to you and you actually go and do it, we probably don't want to publicize that.
Well, Bill, let me leave everyone with this. My feeling is, with true freedom comes large responsibility.
Yep.
And that's how I want to leave that. And I thank you for
Edwin was about to say something though before you go. Edwin, what were you about to say?
I was just going to say that we're all of like minds here, and all your listeners like minds. But there's a large contingent of the public out there that we just don't understand. I mean, I've always, one of the reasons that I didn't really feel a strong desire to become a prosecutor or anything like that once I got out of law school is that at some point I realized that it's just not my personality to want to tell other people how to live their lives. But yet there's a lot of people out there that are motivated by that. And so they think that the way that they behave is right and that they should have the force of law to make people behave the way they want to. We live here in Houston, Texas, which is the largest city in the United States that doesn't have zoning of any kind. And this is sort of the philosophy that I just grew up with, that look, I may not like what you do, I may not do what you do, but I don't feel like I have the moral authority to tell you whether or not you can keep seven junk cars in your yard, or whether or not you can turn your home into a business. Like I said, that's not my place. My place is to mow my yard and keep my dogs in the fence and that. But there's a lot of people out there that have the complete opposite belief that the way they do things is right, then that's the way that everybody should do them. And by God, we're going to go to the state and make a law to make you more. And so there's a lot of people out there that hate guns, that think that guns kill people by themselves, and that, by God, if they have their way, they're going to make sure that everybody believes and behaves the way they do. And
well, I'm very surprised to hear that, Ed, that in Houston there is no zoning, because most cities and towns and municipalities believe that, and it's probably true, too, that we don't own property anyway. So that's why they own the property. You're just a tenant or a renter or a mere user, and they have the right to tell you how to use that property.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, Houston's never had zoning, and hopefully they never will, although we're getting a lot of influx from other parts of the country that have this mindset of, you don't have zoning, well, that means somebody can build a convenience store right next to my house. And my answer to that would be,
Just a quick question, Ed. Are you saying that in the city of Houston, if you wanted to put an addition on your house or a deck on the back of your house, you don't need to go to the Houston City Hall and get a builder's permit or so on?
No, you have to get permits, but land use regulations are all private. They're private contracts. They're done through covenants. They're done through homeowners associations, things like that.
Okay, so in the city of Houston, then, there is somewhat control over property.
Yes, but there's no zoning.
Okay.
There's no governmental zoning. It's all done through, there's government permits as far as safety issues, and as far as, you have to put in a correct plumbing system and all that other stuff, but there's no overall government plan of the land use regulation. It's all done privately.
In other words, if you go get the permit has nothing to do with you seeking permission?
Correct. You have to get permission either through the deed that you were given or through a particular association that you have chosen to belong to. So, yes, in most neighborhoods in Houston, you can't start a business, but that's not because the city says you can. That's because your local homeowners association says you can.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill. Let the other callers come in.
Yes, sir, Brian. Thanks for the call. Bear, are you there?
I am.
I got a question in the chat room. You had, last time you were on, you were you said if people wanted information, they could email you. And my guy Art says he has emailed you and received no information. And I know that you sent it out. Did you maybe miss his email?
I usually have him give me another email, but that's man, not person, at outlook.com.
Roger that. Now, when you were away from the phone, I was asking you if the questions you were asking them leads up to their speciality, because I know that you have read
everything
extensively. Okay, off we go then.
Okay, well, let me recap, you know, for everybody. Really, person is corporation, the state is the United States. When you enter into commerce, you lay down your inalienable right, and you come under civil right, which is 42 U.S.C. 1981. Now, that's basically where I left off. Now, under civil rights, you are liable for exaction of every kind. Are you aware of that?
You're liable for what?
Exaction of every kind. It's in,
I know that
it's
means.
In 42 U.S.C. 1981A.
I have not read that statute since my constitutional law class a couple of years ago. You're going to have to give me some more details.
Well, if we could start with the general question that you want to end up asking, then we can work backwards instead
okay.
of going through these step-by-step things.
Well, the thing is if you're under civil rights, all courts are then administrative courts for persons within the United States under exaction laws. Would you agree with that?
What are we going to be talking about? Are we talking about court jurisdictions, or are we talking about? I mean, like I said, this. I know what you're trying to do. I know you want to get like incremental answers to certain questions leading up to a conclusion.
You're doing a direct examination.
Before
you go to the conclusion, okay. We're coming up on the next break. So before you start out on that, I know you're going to be thorough in asking the question. So I don't want to let you start it and then get out there and say, hold that thought. So let's just hang on for just a second if we can. Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, if you're in Colorado. Colorado Bear, there where you're at. If you're in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, or Texas, they're there now. And I'm getting asked how close you guys are to getting to Georgia.
Super close.
Yeah.
Super close. Close. Super close, Britt. Super close. How close are you getting to South Carolina? Not so much.
Anyway, super close.
You guys hang on, Bear. Hang on. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Or let me rephrase that. Welcome to the Texas Law Shield Show. I'm your mediator, Bill Frady. Joining me today, of course, are the hosts of the show, Edwin and Michelle. Good morning, Edwin and Michelle. They're currently taking a question from Bear in Colorado. Bear, by the way, you're supposed to be on the lookout for an email from the American Renegade.
Okay,
go.
Well, okay. It's pretty simple, okay? If you enter into contracts with the state, you're then under civil rights. Civil rights are actually privileges because they can be changed. And therefore, the Second Amendment, which is now passé, antiquated law, because of how it's changed over time, everybody is now under privileges. They have no guarantees of rights. And if you go into an administrative court, they're only administrating to the person, not to a man or woman. If a man or woman wants to trade between each other in private, that's one thing. But once they involve a state-licensed entity, then they are under state auspices of commerce. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Are you asking if you get into any of these things that the state has decided that they can regulate or license, that you give up all your civil rights?
No. What it is you become a person, and that's why I brought up person as a fictional entity. You can have many persons. The person they want is the person who's licensed and underprivileged, because no one goes into these administrative courts and they declare that they are a private man or woman. because they wouldn't be in court otherwise.
Well, there are certain things about your premise that I'm not understanding, but I'm sort of, what the sense that I'm getting is, back in the 90s, there was a popular, I won't say it was popular, but there was a movement here in Texas called the Republic of Texas, and these Republic of Texas folks would go into court, and they would claim they would make very similar claims to yourself, that they were not subject to the court's jurisdiction, that there were certain documents that applied only to them, that they even went so far as to say that a court that had a fringed flag in the corner of it was an admiralty court or a court of military jurisdiction because the flag had fringe on it, and therefore they were not subject to the jurisdiction of that court.
Yes.
And all those people wound up
in jail.
Some of them wound up in jail. Some of them wound up just simply living in caves out in West Texas. And their movement never caught traction because it's based on this mythology. I mean, the thing about it is that an individual can believe whatever they want to believe, and I'm all in favor of that. But unfortunately, whenever you make your way into the courtroom, you are subject to the laws and the precedents of the court that have been established over, these many decades. And just because you can't stand up and say your law doesn't apply to me whenever the full weight and force of the state says, yes, it does. I mean,
if you take a benefit of a contract, you're liable for the terms and conditions of the contract, right?
Well, if you're talking about, I mean, that's one of the parts that's kind of confused me, because if you're going to say that if you take benefits from the state that you're subject to the state rules, I agree and understand that
Absolutely. Completely,
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why the
state rules are administrative law of commerce.
That part would be correct, yes. If you, let's say that you lived in Section 8 housing, and they were wanting to evict you because you broke the rules, they could then therefore set up a system of administrative courts whereby they would determine whether or not you receive that benefit.
Or if you take a Social Security card or you get a driver's license, these are all licensed. They're all rules under commerce, under the state, which is an instrumentality of the United States. So the main thing is, if you go anywhere and you become a persona, a person, then you become the fiction. And my contention is, if you are a man or woman under creation, you have all of the inalienable rights of creation. And then if you want to do business, you do business through corporations. You can't mix the two.
Well, I agree with that to a degree. I think that we are all individuals with our own inalienable rights that we have just for the fact that we exist in the state of natural law. So I agree with that, and I agree with the ability to basically live off the grid, if you will. And if you don't want to avail yourself of any state services, then I think you ought to be able to live the way you want. Like I said, although there are a lot of legislatures that don't believe that, and that's sort of their job, is to pass all these rules. And like I said, I think that all laws that were created, the only laws that really were necessary were probably all passed 100 years ago. And that every time the legislature convenes to pass new laws, they're probably infringing on stuff that was otherwise legal and otherwise should be illegal. And they get into things like here in Texas. A couple of years ago, they passed a law that kids can't ride in the back of pickup trucks anymore. Well, I didn't think that was necessary. I think every kid should have the ability to ride in the back of a pickup truck. But you have these wet nurses up there that say, oh no, there may be a kid that falls out and gets hurt. And I'm sort of a social Darwinist in that way. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. But, you know, why restrict the rights of everybody just because one or two people may get hurt basically at their own devices? They're not getting hurt by other people. And so, yeah, I guess getting back to your question, I agree that that people should be able to live and do whatever they want. Unfortunately, the law that has grown up, and since we live in a legislative state where the majority wins a lot of times, unfortunately, we have to unfortunately live under rules that we don't necessarily like. Our only remedy is to either go to court and say these rules infringe on an absolute right that I have, or change the rules.
Okay. Well, my parting shot would be, because everything is administrative, then if you enter into any court and you declare that you are a man or woman under creation, the court cannot hear the issue because it lacks jurisdiction. And by the way, the word individual comes out of Title 26 as defined, and it also goes back to a what's called a natural person, and a natural person is still a person. So that's the point I wanted to make. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I kind of figured this was going to get down to the basic point about court jurisdiction, and unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, the fact that you know you are a human being living in living under a governmental system makes you subject to that jurisdiction.
If you are living in that system as a person, you're absolutely correct.
Right, and I fully support the rights of people to live off the grid and go live their own lives, and it would be awesome if we could build walls and say this is my own little fiefdom, and as long as I don't bother anybody, I don't have to abide by anybody else's rules. I love that system. I think people ought to be able to do that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that disagree with me that think that they need to run everybody's life.
Yeah, and they're doing it through commerce. Everything comes down to commerce.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the way that the federal government has regulated the actions of people since the 1930s.
Well, yeah, and before that, actually. But, I guess we agree. Where we disagree is where the remedy is. The remedy is if you want to act in a persona that's statutory, then just make sure that you don't commingle the statutory person with the living immortal soul of the man.
Fair enough. Mayor, okay. Thanks for taking the time to articulate all that. Guys, one more time, if I can get you guys to hold over, one thing I do want to state. I go along with the rules of commerce as part of my cover. So when you see me out there at the Starbucks and I'm drinking the latte and they think I'm just one of the sheeple, that's all part of my cunning plan.
I really hate this skinny mocha that I drink every day.
You're in deep cover, Bill.
You guys hold on one more time. Give it back to RBN for one last time during the day. Then we will close with Edwin and Michelle I think we're making up for lost time, and that's good. I like making up for lost time. If you got questions, one more segment coming up. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinbach, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Thursday, the show has taken on a life of its own. The number to get in, this is Lock and Load, by the way. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, guys, I think to address David and Brian and even Bear, all of the things that they're pointing out, that's sort of leading to the genesis of why you started Texas Law Shield in the first place, wasn't it? I mean, you looked out there and said, what a mess. How are these people supposed to fend for themselves? We need to get in there.
Yes, is to provide them with guidance. And the thing about it is that our first three callers are all discussing things philosophically. And I'm probably in agreement with most of the things they say philosophically. However, I am of a profession where I have to many times separate the philosophical from the realistic actions that the law does and allows you to do and not do and things like that. And unfortunately, the only way that we can really effectuate our philosophy and turn it into reality is to go out there and convince people to vote the way we do and get legislatures that agree, that are of like mind. And it's sort of interesting. I mean, you know, our elected representatives, and I'm using my air quotes again, our elected representatives are really the only people in society who really get to put their philosophical principles into practical action.
Well, they're sort of lazy, though, aren't they? Because they could look at all this minutiae and get out there and clean some of that out, couldn't they?
Yes.
They're the only ones that can.
Yes.
Yes, and, but many of them are too concerned with their own well-being to get out and do it.
You know, I characterize politics as a temporary job where you get to wear nice clothes, and they get really attached to those nice clothes, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
I was also asked how close you guys are to being in Oregon.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, we were looking at every state, but Oregon is, I don't know that Oregon's on our radar yet, so it may be a while.
Well, you got, what do you have, like 45 others to consider right now? And
and Oregon's actually, you know, Oregon's one of those states, you talk about wanting to change the law. Oregon is one of those states that has just a blanket prohibition that they don't recognize anybody else's CHL, or concealed handgun, or concealed license. I think there's 9 states, and Oregon is one of them. So that's, for the people of Oregon, go out there and vote for legislators who will change that, because there's no sense in it. I mean, you know, every other state, heck, there are some states that recognize everybody's concealed license, regardless of where it comes from. But there's some, you know, there are states, the Northeast and the West Coast, that say, nope, we're not going to recognize anybody's. And that seems like kind of, that's like handgun snobbery, concealed handgun license snobbery.
I wonder if California will use their newfound shall issue status to try to attract more of us back to their state. We just won't be able to carry the guns we own. We can carry a gun, just not ours.
You have to do a whole lot more than that for me to get there. That's for sure.
I understand. Are you guys going to spread out into any permitless carry states?
Yes. We, you know, like I said, we all states are, you know, we're looking at all states and whether they have permitless carry. I mean, you know, obviously Arizona is a state that we want to get to. There's a lot of good gun owners out there in Arizona. So, yeah, and as far as the law goes, it doesn't matter. You know, I was poking fun at Oregon because they won't let anybody else's concealed license in. But regardless of what the law is, everybody in the United States needs to have the opportunity to have legal protection.
Now is the whole reciprocity thing, that is to, I guess that's to cover your members that might be in a state where they've joined you through the state where you're operating, and if they go to another state where you're operating, but they don't recognize your other member coming from out of state, their permit, you can't really cover them that way, can you?
Well, no. They're still, if they're part of the, if that particular state is part of the multi-state prem, then yes, they absolutely can be covered. It's just that we do like to have, you know, friendly states.
But I mean, when I'm talking about the ones that you do cover, the friendly states, do you look at a lack of reciprocity with anybody as sort of unfriendly?
Well, obviously, the lack of reciprocity in and of itself is by definition unfriendly. But that doesn't—I mean—that doesn't really affect where we go. In fact, you know, I know that U.S. Law Shield is looking to expand into Ohio, and Ohio doesn't recognize Texas license for some weird reason. But there are a lot of good people in Ohio that, you know, that might need the services of U.S. Law Shield.
Yeah, we don't discriminate. We'll take all gun owners.
Oh, so if you don't discriminate, if I go get like a post office box somewhere just over the Georgia line, can I join?
You got to be a resident. Don't try to get tricky with me, Bill.
Okay. All right. All right. Coming soon to the state of Georgia. But that's good. That's good for my people in Georgia. I like that existing, and I know you'll make your way to me sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner
or later. It is our goal to be in every state. Just takes time.
In the remaining time that we have, which is about 3 minutes, is there anything you guys want to blast out there since we did make up for lost time here?
I guess just, you know, everybody, as we've been talking there, you know, like I said, I'm of the fundamental belief that everybody's got their own ideas, and they have a right to those ideas, and some of them may be good, some of them may be bad, and I may agree with them, and I may disagree with some of them. But we live in a system where, since the legislatures are so pervasive at wanting to legislate every single aspect of our life, they need to go out there and find candidates and get folks elected that will stand up and say, look, just because we can make a rule doesn't mean we should make a rule. And therefore, I want a legislature that does nothing. I want a legislature that just sits there and says, everything looks great. Everything that was harmful in society, we've already regulated. And we're just going to sit here and mind the farm for a little while and not make people worried about what we may go out and may make illegal next.
Sort of
like I said, their actions, since we live in a society where you're free to do whatever the state tells you you can't, whenever the state passes a law, they're not passing a law to allow you to do something. They're only passing a law to restrict you from doing something. So a legislator that passes no law is a good legislature to me.
They sort of need to be like the pre-Persian Gulf National Guard, don't they? Where they
get
out the deck of cards, go march around a little bit, wearing their pretty clothes and stuff like that.
Exactly. Go out and make speeches, things like that. But as far as passing new laws, a lot of those are probably absolutely unnecessary.
I guess what you're basically saying is that in order for change to happen in your individual state, you're going to have to become an activist. And until that change happens, when we get there, we're there to help you out. Is that about it?
That's correct. And I tell you what, I've always thought that if I did run for political office, which I sort of discounted many years ago, but if I did, my slogan would be before any new laws are passed, that for every new law that gets passed, they need to repeal two old ones.
Guys, thanks for joining me today. I'm sure when you made the phone call, you weren't sitting there thinking, oh, we'll be here for 2 hours today.
No, that's okay.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining me today. Good stuff.
Sure.
I will be in touch.
Thank you, Bill. You have a great weekend.
You too. Folks, just about wraps it up for today. We're going to do this again in 21 more hours. I'm going to try to get Mark Pujali to come on the show. Monday, I'm going to be joined live with Ben Phillippe, who's going to write a book called We the People, and he's going to take my picture and stick it in there amongst the We the People, and he'll be sitting in here with me, which will be the first guest I've ever had on this show that actually sat down with me. That'll be a first. Till all that begins, though, let me leave you with this. It's never been about gun control, ever, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.